Here's how I had my biggest ever breakthrough in business after 7 years. And it wasn't when I was sat at my computer, it wasn't when I was on a meeting with my team or speaking to my business coach. In fact, it was while I was lying down at 11:30 in the morning with my eyes closed, listening to absolutely nothing but pure silence while a lady was doing my eyelashes. And in the past, this is something that I used to see as so unproductive because I would always want to be going, 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 doing, doing, hustling, getting things ticked off the boxes. But recently, I realized that sometimes slowing down for momentarily is gonna allow you to speed up exponentially in the long run. And today I'm gonna share with you exactly what I've discovered that is going to take my company to $1 million per month within 6 months from now. Welcome back to my channel, Lauren Tickner here, former online fitness coach, creator of StrengthFeed, and now helping other companies get more clients and make a bigger impact. Until earlier today when I was having my lashes done, I had a big problem that has been lasting a long time because with so many different things going on, I was always struggling to see how does it all fit in together. And while I was lying down with my eyes shut, I finally had the time and the space to be able to visualize exactly how it all needs to look and how it fits together. And so in this video, I wanna break that all down for you because this is the power of that theta brainwave state. When you're half asleep and half awake, you gotta make the most of that. That's when your brain is the most susceptible to taking on new information or to piecing things together to see it all clearly. Personally, I love doing self-hypnosis every day. I'll leave a link in the description box to what I actually listen to each morning because it has changed the way that my brain processes information, and also it's reprogrammed my subconscious mind to be more calm and more adaptable to change for the better. So you probably have a lot of information in your head and you've been learning from different YouTube videos, different podcasts, webinars, courses, coaches. And sometimes that can be an actual detriment because so much information without fitting it all together nicely is like having 5 different jigsaw puzzles and then taking half of the pieces out, putting it all in the middle and trying to create one big massive masterpiece. You're better off actually taking one puzzle, building that, the other puzzle, building that, and so on and so forth. And that's why I think it is a little risky to get coached by many different people all at once in a similar area. But either way, the most valuable thing that you can do is just a giant brain dump once per week. I do that every Sunday. And so I did mine yesterday, and then today was when I was having my lashes done, and that's how everything began to get pieced together all nicely. And so taking that time to step back, get it all off your brain so that you can then think clearly is so fundamental. And that once per week brain dump has totally changed my life and the productivity and efficiency of my team. Because once I've done the brain dump, I then send it over to my head of operations, who then makes sure that the things that I've written down actually go ahead and get done. Not only is that powerful in the sense that it means that everything's getting done, but it also means that I'm not constantly just leading from the top and commanding from above and speaking to everyone on my team all at the same time, because then it gets quite chaotic and they'll get taken off the tasks that my head of operations has already got them working on or that they've said that they wanted to work on. So with that said, my big realization, well, it came down to how everything operates together. Because if you have multiple different things going on in your business, or maybe you have multiple different businesses, it makes sense to try and piece them together to see how they can offset costs in one area. How can you leverage the same team so that, again, that reduces the costs? How can you have different cross sells and upsells so that everyone is gonna be able to make more money? And so that is really what I was able to figure out. So right now, what I would say for you to do is really just brain dump all of that. Try and map it all out, see how it all fits together. And then what I'm gonna do in my next video is I'm gonna whiteboard this whole thing, get it down on paper so that you can visually see how I did it, which will hopefully allow you to do the same thing. So make sure to hit subscribe, be ready for that video, and it is coming very, very soon.